Welcome to the Business in English podcast, where we discuss everything related to the world of business in the English language. In the latest Alibaba news, the e-commerce behemoth is undergoing major changes aimed at propelling growth in the post-COVID era. CEO Daniel Zhang will be stepping down to focus on the company's cloud division, as Alibaba prepares to spin off this lucrative business. Eddie Wu, who previously served as Jack Ma's top lieutenant, will be taking over the CEO position. In addition, Joseph Tsai, the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, has been appointed the new chairman of Alibaba, succeeding Jack Ma. These management reshuffles have been seen as a positive indication of the company's bright future. Amazon is currently in the news for two separate issues. Firstly, their second headquarters in Virginia isn't meeting expectations, possibly due to economic factors. Secondly, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is investigating the working conditions at Amazon, with a focus on injury rates, turnover, productivity targets, and safety guidelines. Specifically, a Senate committee is scrutinizing Amazon's warehouse safety practices after urging from Sanders. The senator has requested that Amazon CEO Andy Jassy address these safety concerns. This is an ongoing story, and we will update you on any new developments. In the latest news from Circularity Scotland, the firm behind the bottle return scheme has appointed administrators, causing distress among its employees. The move has been described as a disaster by Scottish Green Party co-leader, Lorna Slater. This unexpected decision has left many surprised, and the implications are not yet fully understood. We will continue to keep you updated on any further developments regarding this story. Tesla has confirmed its plans to invest in India in the latest Elon Musk news, which is seen as a major win for the country aiming to attract more foreign investment. Musk recently had a meeting with Indian Prime Minister Modi to discuss potential expansion plans for Tesla in India. Additionally, Musk gifted entrepreneur Mark Cuban following his advocacy for drug price reduction. However, Tesla has faced lawsuits for not paying bills, back pay, and not fulfilling promised bonuses for its employees. Former CEO of Nissan, Carlos Ghosn, is making headlines again as he files a $1 billion lawsuit against his former employer in Lebanon. Ghosn, who is currently in Lebanon after fleeing Japan where he was awaiting trial on charges of financial misconduct, is seeking damages for his 2018 ouster from Nissan. The lawsuit alleges defamation, unfair dismissal, breach of contract, harassment, and misinformation leading to wrongful imprisonment. This high-profile case continues to shake the global auto industry and will likely have significant implications for Nissan in the future. The CEO of the Post Office has issued an apology regarding the bonus payments that were related to the inquiry into the faulty Horizon computer system. The inquiry uncovered a miscarriage of justice and improper payments of bonuses to top executives for cooperating with the investigation. As a result, Post Office bosses have been instructed to repay the mistaken bonuses. This issue has caused quite a stir and raised questions regarding accountability and transparency within the organization. Updates on this story will follow.